Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her understand how your character works and judgment and certain biblical patterns that she can become familiar with just to help her understand the things to come. I ask all these prayers in Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly because he's the one that's going to protect you, okay? But understanding that when you do walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted. And you can understand persecution from understand Bible prophecy, okay? Because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. Talking about communism, the fourth part of the Nebuchadnezzar statue, which is of iron. One thing that helps to understand, because once again, you want to understand the bigger picture. And like I had already spoken about how this statue is a man and that man ends up rebelling against God. Okay. And saying, we don't need you. Okay. We are our own God. Okay, and there's no reverence there towards the end of the statue. The beginning, the head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar, he got humbled, but he did. He feared God. He knew he was in charge. But as it passes and time passes, this statue of man just becomes more and more rebellious, which is just part of the sin nature, which is why it needs to be judged and destroyed by the rock, which is Christ Jesus. Okay, praise God, our Lord and Savior. And I'm not talking about the natural man again. Okay, I'm not talking about the born again, spirit-filled man. Okay, the inner man, that's different. It's not appointed to judgment. I'm talking about the natural man. Okay. Now this pattern you can see in history. Like if you look here in the United States, this spirit of rebelling against judgment by fixing, man tries to fix his own problems. The Great Depression was a good example of that. And it's something good to get familiar with because it was completely a judgment, okay, the Great Depression. If you look, the Lord is just raining down on the United States. And it was a warning of the things to come. The signs have been here for this country for a long time. And it comes right after the Roaring Twenties when things become exceedingly sinful, okay? But if you see during the Great Depression, even though it looks bad carnally, okay, I can guarantee you there's a lot of souls that got saved during that time, okay, that cried out to God saying, I need to repent. I'm living a life of sin. You don't hear about these things in the history books because they're slanted, okay? But I can guarantee you there were prophets out there, you know what I mean, warning the people during the Great Depression, this is a judgment, you need to repent and turn to God. And souls got saved and repented. I'm pretty certain that the Great Depression bared a lot of fruit. But then you have FDR. He comes along with what's called his New Deal, okay? Prior to this, you didn't really see within the United States and just this whole concept of like the government bailing people out of their problems was not common. If you had issues, okay, and you had poverty or you had whatever, that was just between you and the Lord. The government and things and like kings and rulers, things like that, they were just in charge, okay, of, you know, like the scripture says, keeping law and order in the country, things like that. They had their own place. They weren't so elevated, okay? You had people, when they had problems, you see this in Israel even, okay, when it was being judged, is that, you know, people just turned to their God, okay? It wasn't like you go to your government to fix your problems, okay? This was not common, okay? But you see this big shift with FDR, okay, where it's like, here, I'll come and save you, okay? And he has the New Deal, which starts welfare and things like that and all these government programs. And all of a sudden, the government becomes a savior from judgment, okay? Which is what you're going to see progress more and more with communism, okay? And this theme is laid out perfectly with the Antichrist, okay? You look in the book of Revelation, God is judging the world. Why? Because they're going to hell, okay? You have to have an eternal perspective. And then the Antichrist comes along and says, you don't need to listen to that. That's evil. Let me save you. But he's actually helping people go to hell. And I'll talk more about that on the next podcast. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day glorifying you and understanding she needs to humble herself, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and read her Bible from cover to cover so that she can understand these things. I ask all these praises in Jesus' name. Amen.